You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
What we really envision with the analytics department is kind of all-encompassing. You have coaching with the you have game plan, and there's also the game management with that. And then you have scouting and trying to find players and trying to find players that fit your style of play through analytics as well. And then there's another component where you can talk about health and performance and how to best train your players, how to best get them ready for the season and prevent injury and then bring them back from injury. So there's a lot of different components that Eugene and his team will have their hands in, and we're working on bringing in a few more people to make that department more robust.
That was Adam Peters on the analytics department led by Eugene Shen. Question being, is he going to be more involved with putting together a binder of information?
Yeah, AKA go for it on fourth down here, 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 and here, or this is the type of player you should draft.
Yeah, do you want the coaches to get that information and use it on Sundays or the scouting department? And it sounds like a little bit of both, a much boosted R&D department coming in Washington, which is a welcome addition for a lot of us. Go to cut six, if you would, Darius. I asked him, Danny, about the idea that a lot of people thought Dan Quinn was not their first choice and if that matters at all. And he agreed that that is certainly how a lot of people felt from what he's heard, but he just doesn't think that that's a fair assessment of their search.
Yeah, that is a perception, but that's certainly not the truth. I think within our search committee and the way we looked at it, we had a really, really, really good process, I think, and had a lot of people really – very smart people, very experienced people helping us out with that. And so, you know, whether there was conjecture or whatever out in the media about who was the first choice, who wasn't, we were still, you know, we were committed to seeing this thing through the end before we made a decision and to speak to every candidate and see who was the right fit for us. And in the end, Dan shown the brightest, regardless of who got hired, who, you know, whatever happened. And I can tell you each and every day that I've been working with DQ, I'm happier and happier. It was a great choice for myself. It's a great choice for this organization. It's a great choice for the DMV. And I think everybody's going to be fired up when they see that team roll out there in September.
Peters on his hire of Dan Quinn also answered in that question, why were they the last team to make a hire? Didn't want to go back to the coaching search in great detail. Feels like a long time ago now. They're at the combine. They're sitting down and interviewing players this week. But we at least needed to address a couple of the perceptions and see where they matched with his reality.
Absolutely. I think it's one of those, hey, we got to check this box here. And he gave what I thought was a great answer about, you know, this is more about seeing their process through. Now, again, I could quibble. And if that was what we're trying to do as a cross-examination, I could say, well, it may not be what it looks like if you fell in love with somebody where you waited a long time to schedule a second interview and anybody could have snatched him up at any point. Seven teams acted much more quickly than you guys did, and he could have responded as he did in his answer. Yeah, we were committed to seeing the process through. We wanted to interview every single candidate, turn over every leaf, find out about us, find out about them, and really give everybody a chance to shine or fail, sink or swim, as it were, through that whole process. But, you know, again, it's one of those things that's you kind of have to do it, right? And that's where we were.
One of the things that came out of his meeting with the national media today at the combine was a question about Cam Curl, whether or not he's going to get the franchise tag. He basically said they're not planning on using the franchise tag this year. So I followed up on that with him, Danny, and you and I got to the bottom of, is he a franchise tag guy or not? Why won't they be using it on Cam Curl and what that means moving forward for the safety who's played so well as a former seventh round pick here?
I think it's just that's a year-to-year decision, and depending on who you have coming free, and you know, where you value them. And so that this could be different next year. It could be the same next year. So it all depends on who you have coming up and what you can get done with a contract or where you value them and where you're at with the contract negotiation. So I think that's a fluid situation each year.
I wonder if there's any chance that they would be more aggressive maybe in the trade market at all. You know, as it pertains to, like, you really want to shape and find a fit and go out and get impact players, but maybe you don't want to spend a ton in free agency. Could they be a team that shops around and finds value?
Absolutely.
Like a guy, right, that Peters loved in San Fran that's a backup, a guy that Dan Quinn coached in Dallas that might not make a lot of money yet, where you could throw, I don't think you want to throw picks in the early to mid rounds, but where maybe down the road you could give something up and get young talent on the cheap. My guess is they won't do that because the picks are going to be their currency, mm-hmm, as a draft first team. But if you could do the Ernie Grunfeld, like, well, we count him as our fourth round pick, we think he's good value. Like, maybe they do that to some extent this offseason because they've got a lot of guys from different organizations. You think Lance, yes, Newmark doesn't have a good beat on deep organizations. Detroit, really good NFC title game. Dallas, really good, has been great in the division. Peters from San Francisco. You could steal, right, a couple of the guys that might be starters for you that weren't there, and you could get them at good value maybe.
No, that's a smart point. I mean, the sort of the premise of Moneyball wasn't about on-base percentage. If you guys haven't read it and then you obviously saw the movie, it was about the commodity or trait that's undervalued. So this happened in a million different ways, but it happened with cars for the sake of argument. It used to be used cars were the cheapest thing in the world, and that was the smartest thing that you could do. Well, cars got better, so used cars went up in price. So now if you buy a car that's a brand new in 2023, the value doesn't go down the same way that it used to. So you buy a car that's 3 years old, you're only saving like a couple of grand off the original sticker price. So you look for the value. The value might be a soft trade market, right, where this guy probably should be worth, for the sake of argument, a third. We can get him for a fourth. That's good value. We'll put the chip down. The whole point is everyone gets the same starting set of assets, salary cap money, draft picks, and, you know, roster spots. How you divvy them up to acquire your players, you should always be sort of using your assets to build better value. So like, in other words, you spend five and get six, that's a win. You do that a bunch of times, you end up with a pretty good roster.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.